Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Have you booked your summer holidays yet? Maybe you're just thinking about where you might go. And maybe you remember the reports last year of heat waves across Europe, wildfires in the US, people not leaving their air-conditioned rooms because of excessive heat. Do you think will any of that influence your decision about this year's hauls? Here's Sean Power of Harvey Travel.
Over a number of years during COVID, everything was closed down. There was no travel whatsoever. The following year, there was no travel. And then the following year, people were still quite hesitant. So I say, I wonder, will I go or won't I go? But last year did see there was a sign that the business was up and running again.
This is the time of the year traditionally when people look, you know, they start to book their summer holidays. So do you think that that trend is continuing this year? And where are people going?
Yes, it has continued, no doubt whatsoever. We've been very busy in what we call the booking season in early January after Christmas. People are doing a lot of long-haul travel. There's a lot of travel to Australia. People are going out to see their sons and daughters that are out there for a number of years that didn't get an opportunity to go. There's a lot of people going on cruising. There's a lot of people going on winter sports. And there's a lot of people taking short breaks, weekends.
Last year we saw across America there was wildfires, you know, in Sicily and Sardinia and parts of Europe, the temperatures hit 40 degrees. Do you think things like that and climate change, do you think that is having an effect on how people are booking?
I don't see that. I don't, anybody asking us about what about this, what about that? They ask three questions. Where can I go? What's the price? And when can I go? That seems to be the three questions that we're asked in the office here. And I think that's probably countrywide.
If you looked, you know, further down the line, maybe 5 or 10 years, and do you think that because of climate change, that people may begin to book in a different way? You know, maybe go at different times of the year, more at Easter or October, as you said, take shorter breaks.
Yes, I think that it's like everything, you know. Marketing is like chipping at a tree, and the tree eventually falls. I think people will have to be told off and on before it really sinks in. That's the way we all react. We don't get the message first, we don't get a second, third, fourth, fifth, we might get it in the 10th occasion. So I think that trend will come on board okay.
And there you have it, the three questions we ask when we're going on holidays: what, when and where. Not really what my carbon footprint is. But as Roisin Finlay, lead in communications and marketing at Sustainable Tourism Network, explained to me, sustainable tourism is about taking a more holistic approach to the sector.
We look at energy, waste and water and carbon footprint of tourism businesses, but we also take a massive look at the impact that those businesses are having on their local communities. So if you think of yourself as being a visitor when you go somewhere on your holidays, it's really important that the local community feel good about the tourists that are visiting them and that they are benefiting, not just economically, but benefiting in a much more broader sense from tourism and from visitors coming to their communities. A lot of the time what we think of is, oh, you should be grateful you've got a job if you live in a tourism community. But you should, then they probably have to put up with lots of traffic and noise, invasion of their privacy and all of those kind of things. So really sustainable tourism avoids all of that. It puts the community first and it creates great jobs for local people, jobs where they can grow and progress, and also that doesn't damage the local community in any way, both its fabric, its culture, its environment. So it's a much bigger concept than just your environmental footprint.
So practically, what can we do as travellers, as tourists, to be more sustainable?
Obviously, if you're flying, you have a carbon footprint, and I'm not trying to get away from that topic. It's an important one. But the reality is we live on an island, we're sun deprived. We probably are all going to take a holiday, or a lot of us are going to. So one of the things I would say there is try and maybe reduce the number of flights you're taking per year. Maybe go for you know, 2 weeks instead of 3 mini breaks, for example. Direct flights are a good way to reduce your carbon footprint. It may be cheaper to hop through London, but it'll probably double your carbon footprint if you're going to Europe. So try and fly direct. And actually, a lot of the booking sites now will show, like on booking.com, on Skyscanner. If you went to, say, Skyscanner, now you can see the carbon footprint of the different flights. Start paying attention to that. Then when you get to your destination, are you staying in a locally owned business, hotel, or accommodation? Are you going to go and eat in locally owned restaurants? Are you going to go and visit some local attractions that conserve the culture there? It'll make your trip probably a lot more fun too, and much more engaging and connecting you to the local culture. But it's also a good way to give back to the community. And then when you're there as well, can you walk places? Can you take public transport? Can you cycle? Again, lots of ways that will probably make your trip a lot more engaging, but are also more positive. If you can see that the business treats its own staff well, that's another really good sign. The other thing I would say, if you're staying in hotels, is look for their sustainability policy. If they have a sustainability policy published, the chances are they are trying to pay attention to sustainability.
There are so many positives to be gained from tourism, but as Roisin explained, it's a delicate balancing act.
If you think about the cultural exchange that happens when you go on holidays, how we get to know other cultures, other people, other perspectives, it's massive. You know, it really changes your outlook on how you do business with people, how you have relationships with other cultures. And the other aspect is it conserves culture. If we didn't have tourism, so many of our monuments and our traditions and all sorts of things would have disappeared. And it's also a really brilliant way of spreading wealth, and spreading wealth to less developed parts of the world and also just remote parts of the world and our countries. I mean, it's all about trying to balance that economic benefit while making sure that we genuinely conserve the culture and that the people who host the visitors don't get a raw deal. It's about making the entire tourism industry a more meaningful one that's constantly giving back.
Plenty of food for thought there before you book your next holiday. Well, that's it for this week. Join me again next Wednesday for more Hours to Protect. Bye-bye.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.